From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Florida is doing something new for impoverished people suffering from mental illness. As WLRN's Wilson Sayer reports, it'll be the first state to offer a Medicaid plan dedicated to people who are diagnosed with a severe mental health disorder.
Florida's health insurance for the poor is moving most of its plans towards a managed care system. It means that one organization takes care of and coordinates all of a person's health care needs. No more separate dental, vision, or internal medicine plans. It's all together now. This is a big deal, especially for people with mental health issues, which are almost twice as prevalent among Medicaid recipients than in the general population. Beth Kidder is Deputy Secretary for Medicaid Operations in Florida.
People with severe mental illness tend to have many more health problems. And so if you are treating their mental illness separately and not looking at their physical illness, those two interact with each other.
The state will also offer a plan dedicated specifically to people with severe mental health diagnoses like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or major depression. It's the only state to offer this kind of specialized care for Medicaid recipients. Broward and Miami-Dade counties began coverage this month, and most other counties will roll out their plans this September. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
Meanwhile, state health officials are banning insurance companies from marketing their plans directly to Medicaid consumers. This comes as the state is implementing a massive overhaul by transitioning millions of patients into managed care. Insurance companies are allowed to market to consumers under the contracts, but only if the state gives prior approval. Marketing Medicaid HMO coverage door-to-door was prohibited in Florida in 1995 after regulators saw people were enrolling in plans they didn't understand. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now we welcome into the studio Paul Leary.